During Thursday's Monitor Breakfast in Washington, Democratic Governor Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania said political violence is not a left or right-wing problem, but an American one. And we've all got to work together on it. It's Friday, January 30th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning, I'm Audrey Thiebert. First, our curation of news briefs from our staff writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. Senator Amy Klobuchar announced that she is running for governor of Minnesota after Governor Tim Walz decided to end his campaign for a third term. Minnesota has been the subject of national attention recently as an epicenter of the Trump administration's expanded immigration crackdown, including the fatal shootings of two U.S. citizens. The Democratic senator, who ran for president in 2020, said in her video announcement that she is ready to heal political divisions and find common ground. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is ending its latest operation in Maine, Republican Senator Susan Collins announced on Thursday. The Trump administration, particularly Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, has faced pressure from the public and Democratic lawmakers to temper immigration enforcement after the January 24th fatal shooting of Alex Preddy in Minneapolis. Meanwhile in Minnesota, President Donald Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, announced a drawdown plan for immigration agents while vowing to stay until the problem's gone. Also, Zimbabwe's annual inflation dipped to single digits in January for the first time in nearly three decades. The country has long struggled with hyperinflation, which hit 89.76 trillion% in 2008. In the latest attempt to replace the U.S. dollar, the government introduced a gold-backed currency in 2024, which has helped stabilize prices. Ethiopia and Ghana have also recently wrangled inflation down to under 10%. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. Amassing military forces and bolstered by Iran's perceived vulnerability, President Donald Trump says time is running out. Replying with threats of its own, the Islamic Republic is trying to restore its deterrence and survive what it realizes is an existential challenge. Scott Peterson reports from London for The Monitor. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, who is seen as a likely Democratic presidential candidate in 2028, was the guest at a Monitor Breakfast event Thursday. He talked about what he thinks voters want from their government and how President Donald Trump is making America less safe. Sophie Hills reports for The Monitor. After the fatal shootings of two U.S. citizens in Minneapolis, members of the public and lawmakers are looking for more information about when local and federal law enforcement can use force and how incidents are investigated. Henry Gass and Victoria Hoffman report for The Monitor. Donald Trump is sweeping away environmental regulations at home and dismissing green efforts abroad. But is his vision ceding the future of energy production to China? Ned Temko writes from London for The Monitor. For years, China has been working to tackle widespread corruption within its massive army. But with the toppling of a popular general and former ally, Chinese leader Xi Jinping may be sacrificing military readiness to bolster his own power. Ann Scott Tyson reports for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on how, amid big power politics, small nations forge bonds. A call for middle powers to act together amid big power politics, an idea voiced at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland earlier this month, is still reverberating globally. Yet for many small nations, the imperative and opportunity for cooperation has been gaining momentum for years. In most cases, the initial impulse is economic growth. This week, for instance, 11 Southeast Asian nations are discussing a unified visa system for visitors. Seamless access, the Philippines' tourism chief said, will help the region benefit from each other's tourism flows. But getting to this point has taken decades of trust building through strengthening diplomatic and trade links. Elsewhere, initiatives in the Caribbean and West Africa have sought to raise living standards and foster enterprise by reducing barriers to regional movement of goods and people. These blocs are also establishing a shared security, often bolstered by cultural or kinship ties. This, in turn, has enabled coordinated responses to emergencies, such as the severe 2017 hurricane season or the thwarting of an attempted coup in a member country. 3 months ago, four Caribbean nations opted to bring their total population of 1 million people closer. In October, Barbados, Belize, Dominica, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines instituted fully free movement for citizens to enter, live, work, and receive government services within all four countries. In a global climate of tighter borders and immigration clampdowns, the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace describes the Caribbean move as a contrasting vision of regulating human mobility, approaching it as a driver of development and prosperity rather than as a drain on resources. This model of integration, however, is rooted in more than economic factors. As one regional official told The Guardian, it underscores deep bonds. We are virtually the same people. We have no historical animosities, and we are very similar culturally, he said. And in a region that has already experienced many extreme weather events, to quote the speech by Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney at Davos, joint action is not naive multilateralism. It's building coalitions that work issue by issue with partners who share enough common ground to act together. In an address to the citizens of Barbados, Prime Minister Mia Mottley emphasized the dignity of small states in creating alliances that work for them. Of the decision to ease border restrictions, she said, it is measured, it is managed, it is ours. My friends, Ms. Mottley added, in a world where many are building walls, the Caribbean must build bridges. We must not allow fear and insecurity to define us. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how we all have God-given goodness and joy to bring to the table. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Ian Case and Mackenzie Farkas.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.